I'm Francis Lamb, and this is the show for curious cooks and eaters. As Americans, we get a lot of our restaurant culture from France. I mean, the word restaurant itself comes from French, but there's one thing we definitely did not get from them, and that is the doggy bag. Here's Judith Kogan with a report on the many reasons restaurants in France and their customers have a hard time warming up to taking home leftovers.
French restaurants produce 1 million tons of edible waste annually. In a national poll, 75% of French people agreed that letting diners take food home is a good idea. The French Hospitality Association has encouraged restaurants to pack up leftovers for diners who ask for it. But the French can't seem to ask for or offer it.
La mentalité française, c'est comme ça.
The French mentality is that way. They prefer to throw it out.
I'm talking to Rosa, an employee of a Parisian Starbucks.
It's
possible to offer a doggy bag, but many restaurants just say they don't want to.
Rosa asked Michael, the man standing next to her, what he thinks.
If you are paid for your food, if you are not finished in the restaurant, for me it's logical you can take the rest at home or at your office.
Restaurants have told Michael it was impossible.
J'ai eu comme excuse.
I've heard the excuse they didn't have a box or bag.
Of course, I want to know why they would make such an excuse. To understand the French resistance to le doggy bag, you need to understand a bit of French history and culture. The first thing the French like to point out is that portions are smaller in France than in the United States, so it's easier to clean your plate. And if food is left over, you wouldn't want to draw attention to it.
For the French people, it's impolite to ask to take the food home, because you are not supposed to eat everything in your plate at the moment.
I'm at Yamcha, a Michelin-starred Chinese-French fusion restaurant, speaking to the manager, Johan Gregory.
At some point, most of people of the family, like grandparents and everything, they had a period where there are mostly nothing to eat. If you take something in your plate, you have to finish it.
For the restaurant, the doggy bag raises quality concerns.
The taste will be different, the texture will be different, and also the organic things won't be very good.
And there are health concerns.
We are not supposed to guarantee the quality of the product when it's out of our place. If the people will be sick afterward, if they are eating our food 2 or 3 days afterwards, it will be our fault, which is not good at all for us.
But this is a Michelin-starred restaurant. Of course they're concerned with exacting standards. Is it any different at bistros, the most common place to dine? I stopped by Bistro Paul Bert, a classic French bistro and one of Paris's most popular. The moment you open the door, the sounds and smells of the bistro envelop you. Over 3 cozy rooms decorated with white tablecloths and bohemian accents, the sold-out dinner crowd is treated to a highly ritualized preparation and presentation of food and drink.
Would you like some water? And would you like some wine?
The bistro offers the classic French menu, described by its genial owner, Bertrand Aubonneau.
French meal, it's one appetizer, entree, one main course, cheese and dessert.
It's been this way for generations.
When I was a kid, my father was a banker. We had a cook at home and all that. My father couldn't think about lunch or dinner with less than 4 courses. It was just incredible. Impossible.
Even in remote parts of France, laborers who break for lunch tuck into 3-course lunches. And the French don't snack much between meals. They come to meals hungry.
Une Saint-Jacques à la truffe, un hareng, un tartare, une joulotte.
At Bistro Paul Bert, portions are big. Aubonneau is practical and forward-looking.
We are not used to take something out of the restaurant. We are not used to even to ask for it. But today, a lot of foreigners, when you cook the bœuf or something like that, which is very huge, a lot of people say, could we have a doggy bag for the meat? And we do it with no problem, man. I hate waste, so for me it's very intelligent to do that.
He stocks plastic containers, but allows only certain foods to be taken home.
If it's fish, I always say no. Sometimes I say no because we're in summer, they're going to put that in the car, it's 35 degrees, I don't know where they're going, so I say no. I agree more on meat than on fish, and I agree more when they don't have too much sauce.
The chef sends it home with instructions.
The name of the plate, and he always put, please put it in the fridge, please not more than 2 days.
His French diners never ask to take food home. For them, food is inseparable from the whole dining out experience. But there's something else.
It's always a problem of shame with friends and all that. Why are you taking that home?
The French fear of looking poor by asking for a doggy bag may have roots in the 19th century.
There was a tradition of selling leftover food from higher tables, meaning tables in fancy restaurants, tables in wealthy homes.
That's Harvard French professor Janet Beiser, whose article, Why the French Hate Doggy Bags, published in the journal Contemporary French Civilization, inspired this report.
It would be sold either to the very poor, because they couldn't do any better, or to the not completely destitute, who could have the illusion of being a little bit wealthier by eating nice leftovers, like lobster claws, or some kind of dish like chicken marengo that had a fancy name.
Sometimes people buying this food invented stories.
They would say, this is for my dog, or this is for my cat, and then take it away, wrapped in newspaper, and eat it themselves.
In contemporary France, the mere name for restaurant leftovers is problematic. Le doggy bag not only suggests animal feed, it comes from America. Here's French journalist Marie Dugontès.
Just this cultural funny thing that really make America to the eyes of French people, exactly like hot dogs, like yellow cabs, or baseballs.
The French tried rebranding Le Doggy Bag. They created a chic design and called it Le Gourmet Bag. That didn't help. Rosa and Michael are still at Starbucks.
Maybe it's gonna change, but I think it's gonna take several years or maybe decades. Because of the mentality and the fact that the ecology is not one of our priority in France.
C'est dommage, c'est triste, c'est malheureux.
Opoano says that in France, eating at home is changing. But in restaurants, the rituals persist. The French restaurant seems to be something of a theater or sacred space. You don't tamper with the traditions. You go with friends or family, indulge, and leave. With senses tingling and hands empty.
Judith Kogan is a Boston-based public radio reporter and a big fan of leftovers.